Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Only Retirement Planning Book You'll Ever Need by Garrett Munro positions itself as an all-in-one roadmap for turning retirement from a vague hope into an organized, livable plan. Framed as a practical guide, it focuses on the core challenges most people face as they approach the end of full-time work, knowing how much is enough, converting savings into reliable income, reducing avoidable risks, and keeping stress low when the stakes feel high. Rather than treating retirement as a single number, the book emphasizes a system that connects budgeting, investing, tax awareness, and lifestyle priorities, so money decisions support the life you actually want. It also speaks to the emotional side of retirement, including uncertainty, fear of running out, and the need for purpose and structure after leaving a career. Overall, it is geared toward readers who want clarity, actionable steps, and a repeatable strategy for making their money last while still enjoying life after work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a retirement vision and a realistic target. A central theme is that retirement planning starts with defining the life you want, then translating that lifestyle into numbers you can manage. The book encourages readers to move beyond generic rules of thumb and instead outline their expected retirement phases, such as early active years, middle years, and later years when healthcare and support costs may rise. By grounding decisions in a personal vision, the planning process becomes less intimidating and more measurable. From there, the strategy focuses on estimating baseline living expenses, discretionary spending, and irregular big-ticket items like travel, home upgrades, or helping family. The point is not perfect prediction, but building ranges and contingency space. The book also highlights the importance of checking assumptions regularly, especially as markets, inflation, and personal circumstances change. By tying purpose, priorities, and spending to a clear target, readers can identify gaps early and make adjustments through savings rate changes, timeline shifts, or lifestyle trade-offs. This topic frames retirement as an ongoing project, not a one-time calculation, helping readers build confidence through clarity and routine review. Secondly, turning savings into reliable income that lasts. Many people understand accumulation, but feel uncertain about decumulation. The book focuses on how retirees can convert a lifetime of savings into sustainable income while managing the risk of running out. It emphasizes balancing needs and flexibility by segmenting money for different time horizons, such as near-term spending reserves, intermediate growth, and long-term inflation protection. This approach can reduce the pressure to sell investments during downturns and support steadier withdrawals. The discussion also highlights the role of withdrawal planning and how sequence of returns risk can affect early retirement years. Instead of relying on a single withdrawal rule, the guidance tends toward adaptive decision-making, adjusting spending or withdrawals based on market conditions and personal circumstances. The book also considers guaranteed or semi-guaranteed income sources, encouraging readers to view Social Security and potential pension income as foundational layers that can reduce portfolio strain. The goal is a retirement paycheck mindset where income streams are coordinated, spending is intentional, and the plan is resilient. Readers are guided to focus on sustainability, stress reduction, and practical guardrails that keep enjoyment possible without reckless overspending. Thirdly, investment strategy and risk management for retirement years. Retirement investing shifts the priorities from maximizing growth to balancing growth with stability and access to cash. The book addresses this transition by focusing on risk management, diversification, and alignment with time horizon. It encourages readers to understand the difference between market volatility and permanent loss, and to avoid emotional reactions that can lock in bad outcomes. The planning approach typically stresses having an asset allocation that supports both current withdrawals and long-term purchasing power, rather than going overly conservative too soon or staying too aggressive without a plan. It also emphasizes the importance of rebalancing and maintaining a disciplined process, so portfolio decisions are driven by rules instead of headlines. Another key angle is protecting against inflation, which can silently erode retirement security, especially over multi-decade retirements. By thinking in terms of real spending power, the reader is prompted to ensure part of the portfolio can grow over time. The book also connects risk management to everyday choices, such as emergency reserves, insurance coverage, and clear spending boundaries. Overall, this topic frames investing as one piece of a broader retirement system designed to keep you calm, consistent, and prepared for unpredictable markets. Fourthly, taxes, timing, and strategic retirement account decisions. Taxes can be one of the largest controllable expenses in retirement, and the book emphasizes planning ahead rather than reacting each year. It encourages readers to understand how different account types are taxed and how withdrawals interact with other income sources. This includes the practical implication that the order and timing of withdrawals can affect tax brackets, benefit taxation, and the longevity of a portfolio. The book generally promotes the idea of coordinating retirement accounts, Social Security timing decisions, and any part-time income into an intentional sequence. By doing so, retirees may be able to smooth taxable income over time, avoid surprise tax spikes, and preserve more spendable cash. Another important element is the need to plan for required distributions when applicable, and to incorporate those rules into long-term projections. The topic also highlights that tax planning is not only about minimizing taxes today, but about managing lifetime tax exposure and keeping flexibility for changing laws or personal circumstances. Readers are guided toward building a withdrawal strategy with guardrails, using projections and periodic check-ins. This makes taxes feel less mysterious and turns them into a manageable part of retirement design. Lastly, lifestyle planning, health, purpose, and enjoyment. After work, a stress-free retirement is not only financial, and the book addresses the personal side of leaving a career. It emphasizes that many retirees underestimate the importance of structure, identity, and relationships once work no longer organizes the week. The guidance encourages readers to intentionally plan how they will spend time, maintain social connection, and pursue meaningful activities, whether through hobbies, volunteering, learning, travel, or part-time projects. Health planning is also treated as a key pillar because medical costs and well-being affect both quality of life and financial stability. The book urges readers to consider how fitness, preventive care, and lifestyle habits can reduce future strain and keep retirement more active for longer. It also touches on aligning money with values, helping readers spend confidently on what matters while avoiding default spending that does not add joy. This topic reinforces that retirement success is measured by freedom and satisfaction, not just account balances. By combining financial planning with life planning, readers are prompted to create a retirement that feels intentional and resilient, with room for both spontaneity and security. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want a clear, structured approach to retirement, including late career professionals, early retirees, and anyone who feels anxious about whether their savings will truly last. It is also a strong fit for readers who prefer practical frameworks over abstract theory, and for couples who need a shared plan that connects money decisions to lifestyle priorities. The main benefit is that it encourages a complete system. Define the retirement you want, estimate realistic costs, build income layers, manage investment risk, and reduce the tax drag that can quietly shrink your spending power. Just as importantly, it addresses the human side of retirement by pushing readers to plan for purpose, health, and enjoyment, which can prevent the common trap of having money but not a fulfilling routine. Compared with similar retirement books that focus narrowly on investing rules or a single withdrawal percentage, this one aims to integrate the moving parts into an actionable process you can revisit over time. If you want a guide that connects financial freedom with day-to-day confidence and a more intentional life after work, it is worth buying as a practical planning companion. If you would like to support Garrett Monroe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.